Adam Laxalt slams Catherine Cortez Masto for long history with Hunter, Joe Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on September 23, 2022. Trump endorsed Nevada Senate candidate Adam Laxalt on Thursday, slams Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's DNV long family history with the Biden family, including Hunter Biden. Sharing a Breitbart News article on Twitter about Cortez Masto and her husband's ties to Hunter and his shady business, Laxalt suggested Cortez Masto may be trying to shy away from the Biden family despite her family's long history with them. Cortez Masto's husband would solicit work from his buddy Hunter Biden to provide security for the Biden campaign, Laxalt tweeted. She might be trying to shy away from the Biden family in an election year, but make no mistake, her family has a long history with them. Breitbart News first reported that President Joe Biden's 2020 campaign paid a private security firm owned by Cortez Masto's husband, Paul Masto, who was friends with Hunter and asked for work from the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. Emails on Hunter's laptop from 2010 reveal he and Paul Masto had been friends and even discussed Masto's security company. In Paul Masto's email to Hunter, he called Hunter his buddy and asked if Hunter knew anyone who needed his security services. Cortez Masto's husband has a noteworthy background. He is a former assistant special agent in the Secret Services office in Las Vegas. From 2007 to 2020, Paul Masto owned the private security company Universal Security Specialists before it was dissolved in 2020 when Joe Biden became president-elect. Breitbart News reported that from 2019 to 2020, Universal Security Specialists received its only income from Biden for president, totaling over $24,000, according to FEC filings. Then in fiscal year 2022, Paul Masto was awarded about $27,000 worth of pandemic rental income, Breitbart News reported. Paul Masto's receipt of pandemic funds raises questions of whether a United States senator's family member should be able to cash in while a spouse is designing federal policy. The Masto's close ties to the Biden family come to light as Hunter is reportedly being investigated by Trump-appointed United States prosecutor David Weiss for tax fraud and money laundering. Meanwhile, the FBI has reportedly blocked an investigation into Hunter's laptop, which raises questions about the scope of ICE's investigation. If Republicans retake the Senate and House in November, they will have the power to conduct hearings and call witnesses to probe the Biden family business. A Republican Oversight Committee aide told Breitbart News that Republicans will have the power to probe whether Joe Biden profited from Hunter Biden or other shady business dealings with foreign adversaries opposed to U.S. interests. Ranking member James Comer and Oversight Committee Republicans are investigating the Biden family's suspicious business dealings and influence peddling, as well as big tech and the swamp's collusion to hide incriminating information about the Biden family, the aide said. Along with the Oversight Committee's probe, Republicans may create a select committee to probe the Biden family. According to Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, the select committee would be formed of members with expertise from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Financial Services Committee, Oversight Committee, and Judiciary Committee. A select committee is a type of temporary committee created to conduct investigations or consider other measures on a specific topic. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, told Breitbart News exclusively on Thursday that a Republican-controlled House could absolutely create a select committee to investigate the big guy. I think it can be done over oversight. There's plenty there to investigate, Mace told Breitbart News. But if that is not enough, once the traditional committee process investigates, then by all means, a special committee would be another option, absolutely. We know who the big guy is who is getting a cut, she added, referring to Joe Biden. I think no matter what, whether it's going to be a special committee or via oversight, there is going to be a role for Congress in particular on vetting out corruption. 62% of registered voters believe Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from Biden family business deals, recent polling revealed. 58% of voters believe Joe Biden played a role in his family's business. 60% say Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor, and the Madman. As Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian. Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. The Ann and Phelim Scoop. The Ann and Phelim Scoop is a podcast and media organization founded by Anne McElhinney and Phelim McAleer. The Ann and Phelim Scoop podcast is a project of the Unreported Story Society, a 501c3 nonprofit. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.